From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. 9 years after NATO countries went to war over the tiny Serbian province of Kosovo, today the majority population of ethnic Albanians there declared independence. NPR's Silvia Poggioli, who covered the Balkans wars of the 90s and the aftermath, is back in the Kosovo capital of Pristina today. She joins me now. Silvia, tell us about the mood there in the city.
Well, it's been very, very emotional, and despite below freezing temperatures, thousands of Kosovo Albanians have poured into Pristina from all over the area. All night and all day long, the streets were a cacophony of honking horns and cheering crowds. Firecrackers have been exploding since early this morning. And people kept saying, "I can't believe it, I can't believe it, we've waited so long." Let's listen. And throughout Pristina, the most visible flag is the Stars and Stripes. This is one place in the world where America is extremely popular and is seen as the most loyal supporter of Kosovo independence. Everything American is adored here. There's a Bill Clinton Boulevard, and Madeleine Albright, who was Clinton's Secretary of State at the time of the bombings, is known here as the Mama of Kosovo.
Is the United States government supporting the independence then?
Well, we haven't had anything yet. We expect in the next few days that the majority of the EU's 27 members and the U.S. Are likely to recognize the new state, which the Albanians call Kosovo. Tomorrow, the European Union will give its final green light to an 1,800-strong mission of police officers, judges, and prosecutors who will oversee rule of law here in Kosovo in the next period. The new state will have a limited sovereignty. The EU will have the right to annul legislation and any acts it does not consider in line with democratic standards. But there are still some EU states, Spain, Greece, Cyprus, Romania, Bulgaria, and Slovakia, that are not expected to recognize Kosovo, at least not in the immediate future. They've got separatist movements of their own and are afraid that Kosovo's secession could trigger a domino effect throughout Europe.
Silvia, let's just go back a minute and remind ourselves of why we watch this situation in the Balkans so carefully. 9 years ago, when NATO and the U.S. went to war over tiny Kosovo, let's listen to this cut of President Clinton.
United States forces acting with our NATO allies have commenced airstrikes against Serbian military targets in the former Yugoslavia.
Silvia, how did the U.S. and NATO get there?
Well, even though Kosovo is the sixth and last state to be carved out of the old Yugoslavia since 1991, after Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia, Macedonia, and Montenegro, in a sense, it's precisely here in Kosovo that the disintegration of Yugoslavia began. 20 years ago, Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic consolidated his power by fueling Serbian nationalist sentiments here in Kosovo, which the Serbs consider the medieval heartland of their culture and nationhood. He stripped the ethnic Albanian majority of its autonomy. Then, after the wars in Croatia and Bosnia, Serb repression here worsened and triggered a guerrilla insurgency that in turn led to brutal mass expulsions of hundreds of thousands of ethnic Albanians. That's when NATO intervened.
Silvia, how is the Serbian government reacting to Kosovo's declaration of independence today?
Well, Serbia harshly condemned the move as illegal and immoral, and says it has no basis in international law. Prime Minister Vojislav Koštunica says that Belgrade will never abandon the Serbs of Kosovo. This evening, there was some violence. Hand grenades were thrown at buildings of the UN and European Union in the Kosovo-Serb stronghold of Mitrovica, apparently without causing serious damage. And in Belgrade, angry Serbs stoned the U.S. embassy in protest against Kosovo secession, breaking some windows. While demonstrators chanted patriotic songs, there was a large deployment of police around the embassy. Now, Serbia has said that it has a secret action plan. We don't know the details yet, although officials have ruled out any kind of military action. Analysts believe Belgrade might impose a trade, a diplomatic, and an energy embargo on Kosovo.
And what about Russia? They've been pretty angry about the prospect of Serbia losing hold of Kosovo here.
Well, Russia has called for an emergency session of the UN Security Council and demands that the UN annul the move as invalid. Moscow has accused the U.S. and the EU of violating international law. Russia also counts on the fact that several European countries depend on it for energy supplies and do not want to enter into conflict with Moscow. It's likely that with its veto power in the UN, Russia will block the United Nations from recognizing Kosovo.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli back in Pristina. Thanks very much, Sylvia.
Thank you, Andrea.